Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. We're back again, another week. Oh, we've made it.
Yep.
And if you're listening to this, Trump's probably your president by now. Like, be real. And I honestly, I thought he was already the president. Like, I'm like, when was inauguration? It's like, inauguration's like next Monday. I'm like, oh. I don't know anything about American politics at all.
I mean, the president's just a figurehead. It doesn't matter who wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I'm your host, Alex the Truck. That's my wife. And then we got, not the truck. And then we got Courtney all across the land. Currently burning down in California. Say hello. No, she doesn't want to say hello. She's burning to death.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, like,
I will wake up.
Oh yeah, no, like, trust me, like, I was taking a fat nap, like, leading up into the point, and like, thank God for my wife. Like, I don't think men would get most of this shit done. without, like, women. Like, if it was just if America was only men, you know, there would be peace, but nothing would get done. It would be like, you know, the days of, like, philosophers in Greece. Where they're just sitting around and then, you know, they all get taken the fuck over. It's like, hey, guess what? Fucking Romans are going to come fuck up all your shit.
Yep. Oh, my.
I know.
So I found these Blurs crayons and I really want them, even though it's really shitty.
You found crayons?
So basically they have for the color, the black colored crayon, they have Lives Matter on it. For gray, they have Auschwitz Ash. For white, they have Privilege.
Jesus.
For like a purple, they have Statutory Grape. Boner Pill Blue. Insufferable Vegan Green. Corporations Are People Too Green. Baby Shit Green. Self-Identified Blue. Orange Presidential. Your Parents Divorce Was Your Fault. So, it's just hilarious. I really want them now. Oh, Travel Ban Brown.
I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what the brave new world will bring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want Trump to just be, like, the most inclusive president ever. Just this term, just to fucking throw, the lefties on their head back. What? He's like, I love brown people. Mexicans are really hard workers. I really like them. They do a good job of doing all the stuff. He can't even, like, give out, you know, something that they do. He's like, they're good at the things that they do. And just goes through and is like, I love the Indian people. And might as well just burn it all to the ground, like, right at the end. It's like, America's doomed. The way I see it, you know, here in the future, everyone, like, kids are just done. It's going to be the cool thing to just have a cat or a dog at home and be like, this is my kid now. You know, if you bring a child into this world, you better be doing something to make America better. Like, I firmly believe this. Like, if you're going to be like, I want the generations to continue, do something to, you know, make the next generation to be better. But if not, let it burn. Who cares? I have cats. I'm never going to have kids. I'll never have kids.
Nuh-uh. I don't like kids. I feel terrible seeing that, but I don't like kids. They make me feel so uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kids ask
I found them online, guys.
You found kids online?
No, I found the crayons. I found the fucking crayons. They're called offensive crayons, and they've got, like, fucking series, dude. They've got series. Then they've got, like, holiday-themed ones, where it's Chanukah Old Jew, and what yada, 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 and porn one. And I'm gonna get some. This is so funny.
They're just gonna have crayons to just say offensive shit. You're just gonna have like a black crayon that just says the hard R, and it's like, well, you can't have that no more.
My black friend said this was Kwanzaa. Expired eggnog. Oh god, ew. Frosty's throbbing erection.
Ew.
Ho ho ho, home invasion red. Ugh. Liberal snowflake tears.
I love liberal snowflake tears.
Yes. I'm getting them. Oh my god, bundled. They have a bundled 5-pack. Red, right, and fuck you, talk back. Oh yeah, I'm getting the bundled.
Just, you know, you're able to, like, color in a fucking picture of George Floyd with these offensive crayons.
Yep. What's gonna happen?
You know, the human colored crayon, just the peach, just to color in Derek Chauvin.
Yep.
You okay, babe?
Yeah.
She's just like back there on her phone.
No,
really?
I'm looking up stick figures.
So I did a dumb thing, and I bought myself a 3D printer because, you know, the world's going to hell. Why not? And I don't see anyone fucking realistically printing out 3D guns with this shit.
Oh, are you disappointed?
No.
No.
I'm just stating the fact that, you know, everyone was worried that, you know, oh, you can 3D print a gun and shit. It's like, no. It's not a feasible option. I'm going to say that right from the get-go. 3D printing a gun will never... I tried to 3D print a knife, and I'm still trying to get it out of its fucking molding. And I'm about to, you know, just give up on it and just try and reprint it.
Aren't there, like, tools to help you with that?
I'm sure. I'm just not going to, you know, use any of the proper ones. I'm going to struggle, be on the struggle bus forever. I'm just sitting here.
It can be satisfying to brute strength something, though.
Well, I mean,
satisfying.
I mean, like, I'm at the fucking, like, last little bit. And this reminds me of the fucking windshield that me and Tron did, like, a couple weeks ago. Where, like, I spent, like, an hour just, you know, ever so gently getting the entire windshield out. Oh, it was fucking nice. And the last little bit went and brute forced it. And then it's, like, just breaks like that.
There's a place and time for brute force. I do agree with you. But it's still satisfying. And it's also kind of, like, relieving to not have to control how much force you're using. You're just able to think, oh, I want to do this without having to worry about holding your strength back.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, like, so I printed a butterfly knife, and it's a print-in-place butterfly knife. Like, that's the whole thing with it.
Oh, okay.
And so you have to, like, you know, slowly, like, get it the fuck out. And it kind of messed up a little bit, kind of turned into some spaghetti. And
upsetty spaghetti,
fucking for real, like, and it's just sitting here just mocking me as I'm like sitting here struggling with it, and like the second I'm done with it, I'm like, this one's just gonna get scrapped because it's already fucked up anyway, and I'm just, come on, motherfucker. It's like this episode. It's like this.
Okay, move it closer to the mic. We can do an ASMR thing.
I mean, like, if it was like fresh, you could hear like all the fucking cracking.
Mm.
Like, and that, like, that's good. I guarantee you, I'm gonna stab the shit out of myself and fucking be like, oh, this episode ended with me going to the hospital and being in debt to the U.S. government for health insurance bills.
Man.
It's...
What?
I'm like trying to figure out where is it fucking holding on to? And I'm like, at this point, I'm just cutting all the way around it, just hoping that something eventually goddamn let goes. Oh no.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
No, it's not lost yet. Not all is lost. Ah, there we go. Got it. I've done it. It is out.
Congratulations.
And it is absolute trash.
It is trash.
But it's like a good feeling, like it's done. All right. So now I can get, you know, deep into the podcast of like the most random fucking shit you're ever going to hear. But yeah, Monday, Trump is going to be elected, and everyone is worried that he's going to be assassinated on Inauguration Day.
I mean, wishes and prayers.
I mean, you know, you can't say that, babe.
I can't?
Nope.
Okay, here's hoping.
Like, Trump is a good dude.
I don't fucking care. It'd be more exciting.
I mean, it would make it for a great fucking movie. Yeah. Like, the second, you know, he gets assassinated, I guarantee you someone's going to be like, yep, Trump was the Antichrist, and, you know, they had to kill him, otherwise he was going to bring on the apocalypse. Which, I'm kind of here for. I am kind of here for the apocalypse. Like, Courtney, are you ready for, like, the end of the world?
There's going to be a taxes in the apocalypse.
A what?
I probably know that's going to be happen. Taxes.
Yeah, that it's the end of the world. Of course, there's always death and taxes.
Ugh. So there's no point.
Oh my God.
I like to imagine, like, you get to heaven, you know, like if it was real and like if God was real, you get to heaven. And God is like, okay, here's all your rewards. And like one of the angels is like, and we're going to tax that at 15%. And 10% is going to be your tithes. It's like, okay, I still have a mansion. It's like, ooh, yeah, that's going to get taxed at 3.5% every year. It's like, there's taxes in heaven. Yes, honey. Bureaucracy is a bitch. It's like, fuck. It's like, I'm going to go to hell. It's like, oh, it's worse down there. There's still taxes.
But it'll be warmer.
Come on.
It'll be warmer.
Like, my wife is the type of person that, you know, could go to hell and then complain that it's too cold.
I exist more comfortably in extremes.
I mean...
Either it has to be the hottest hot when it's cold, or it has to be the coldest cold when it's warm. I don't like being in between.
No, it has to be just like a good medium temperature for everything. They're not going to.
So, what movies? What? Do you have any Anime of the Assholes or any news stories?
Oh yeah, I have tons.
All right.
And my first story, which I love, new bill aims to increase age for Illinois seniors to retake driving exam. Currently, Illinois seniors are required to take a driving test at 79 years old,
yes.
But a new bill would push the testing age to 87.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
So, like, is that...
To increase age, yes. That's worse. That's way worse.
It is way worse.
So they wait longer to take a test.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So they could be possibly on the road longer when they shouldn't be.
Uh-huh, yep.
I felt so sorry. My grandma, her ex-husband, late husband, he stole the car and crashed it. And the sheriff had to call my grandma and say, no, he stole the keys and he crashed it. I think that's what did it for her. A few months later, he was in a nursing home. Because there was no way. He took away her mode of transportation. And it was so expensive for her car to get fixed and stuff. Plus, he was at fault, too, so.
Well, I mean, you know. Here's what I say. You know, after you hit, like, 70 years old, Ubers, like, within your own town, like, Ubers and, like, rideshares, Lyfts, whatever the fuck you want to take, buses, should all be free to you. You know, just government subsidized. You know, because you're going to, like, what, use it for another 20 years, maybe, at best?
So when my grandma turned 60, legitimately, she was like, she said she was done with driving, and I quote, I have grandchildren to drive me around. I ain't driving no more. And I was like, Grandma, I respect that. I was just like, yeah, that's what, yeah, I respect that. I was like, fuck yeah, Grandma, I'll drive you wherever you want to go. I get to be the chauffeur.
The amount of times I'll see, like, the oldest fucking people in, like, a Class A fucking motorhome, you know, having no idea what they're doing. They're like, yeah, I just went out and bought a, you know, $250,000 fucking RV. And they're just out there fucking driving. No CDL, no fucking experience, no nothing.
I think as well that you can just buy an RV without doing a CDL. That's just wild to me.
There's a movie by the same name, RV, with, I think, Robin Williams.
Yeah. It's so cringe.
It is the cringiest fucking movie. Oh my God. 100%.
It's so, ugh.
And
I couldn't finish it. It was so bad.
And like, there's...
What movie is it again?
It's RV. So...
Oh!
So, like, a dad...
Isn't that the one where, like, they're trying to, move weed and stuff in an RV?
No. It's way worse than that. It's not even that fun. Like, it's a dad that's like, we're gonna go on a trip, And then he comes, you know, back to the house with a giant RV. He's like, we're going on a road trip. And immediately takes out his mailbox and just starts crashing all over the place in this rented fucking RV.
I forgot it was rented, not owned.
Yeah, it was a rented RV, yes.
I totally forgot it was rented. Oh my god.
You know, like, they get to, like, the dump station, and like, oh no, we're full of shit. And so, like, they have to go dump it. For some reason, there's, like, a pump. And, like, that's not a thing. You just dump your black water tanks, and it's done. You know, you use water to fucking, you know, drain it the fuck out. And just, like, what? Because, like, he has, like, this fucking giant, like, a bunch of tubes, like, all over the place, trying to, like, get the fucking poop water out, and he ends up exploding it all over himself. I'm like, like, that has never happened. Like, somebody might have, like, left their black water tank open. But that's it. I mean, people leave their... Yes, some of these tanks are gross.
So whenever my dad had to drain the black water from our trailer, like, he'd always make my brothers get out and help him. And, like, every time shit went wrong and he got, like, all over him, like, secretly, internally, I was so fucking happy that happened to him. I was like, yeah, fuck you, Dad. You deserve that shit. Literal shit. God, it made me feel good inside.
Yeah, I mean, it like, I want to get a fifth wheel trailer, and, you know, ideally just put it in the backyard for, like, the time being, but, like, when it comes time to it, you know, I can go buy some land, go develop it, go live in the fucking, you know, RV, and then build, like, whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to go live out in, like, in 40 acres.
I want to be within 20 minutes close to town.
Yeah, I mean, that's all doable. Everything is very doable. Like, here's what I want. I want to be able to have a airport, like a runway, like an airstrip. Like a private airstrip. And be able to, like, shoot guns and shit. And be able to fly anywhere the fuck I want to go. Like, I want to be able to, like, wake up and be like, oh no, everything's going to shit here, and then fucking just bail. Or if everything's going great, be like, I'm going to fly to California today. Go see, like, my parents. You know, go out and go see Courtney. Like, I think you have, like, private airstrips out there.
Really?
I mean, there's private airstrips all over the place. And if you have, like, a smaller plane, you can, you know, get a whole lot closer. Like, let's see. Private airstrips. But yeah,
how much it costs to use?
You pay for, you know, storing your plane there. Shit like that. California. Private and public airports by county. Fucking, I don't know what county anyone lives in.
You're not just going to select Sacramento?
Sacramento County?
Yeah, that's where everyone is.
I don't think that's a county.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm just thinking of the city. It's the city, not in the county, because it's so, that's annoying.
Yeah, this is all fucking counties.
I know, I realized that after you said it the second time.
Yeah, like, Cameron Air Park Airport. You know, this is public. So this is over in Cameron Park.
There was a little airstrip there.
Uh-huh, yeah. It was not little, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I meant little, like, cute, not, like, size.
Wasn't it on the smaller side?
It was on the smaller side. It was cute.
I mean, it was pretty big. I mean,
I don't think the size matters. It was cute.
Let's see. Okay, so you live in that county. Let's see if I can find an airport by you. Yeah, there's tons.
Yeah.
So you have Banning, Muni Airport, BNG, Uses Public. You have Blythe. Oh man, that's a heliport. That's not even a fucking... Oh, that'd be fun to have a helicopter too.
Oh my god, one of my doctors at work, she's obsessed with getting a helicopter.
Like, I have
one... Aren't they, like, really hard to fly?
No.
Says someone who's never flown one.
I mean, for, you know, Kobe, they're hard to fly, but...
Oh my god.
But for, you know, everyone else, for... You know, all us normies, yeah, I'm sure it's pretty easy. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You crash? Then you're dead.
Oh my.
Okay, I once saw a statistic where they are, like, asking, like, people, and apparently, like, per their statistics, over 60% of men are convinced they could need to fly a plane if they needed to.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm just like, I'm gobsmacked at that.
I feel like I could fly a plane.
See, you're part of that. You're part of it.
I mean...
You're part of it. But that's okay.
Okay, so yeah, this airport is 47 minutes away from your house.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, like, I could have, like, 40 acres, fly in, you know, and just drive immediately. Where the fuck is it at? Over by Riverside. Hell yeah. Sure, it's all fucking burnt to the ground by now.
No.
What percentage are the LA fires contained? Oh, they call it Palisade fires. That's great. 49% contained. Not bad.
Yeah.
Is it just honestly up in the mountains? No one cares.
Like, I'm just mad it's not burning towards Los Angeles.
Why? It's all brick buildings.
We have to take out Hollywood. That way they have to start from scratch.
I mean, Hollywood's right here.
Precisely. It's going the wrong direction.
Hollywood people live in New York.
They could have just hearted the fire.
I mean, it's right here by Santa Monica, and that's where all the video games take place and are built. Which, you know, upsets me. Let's see. How many people have died in the LA fires? Indirect death tolls. LA fires may end up in thousands. Knock it off. 27 people have died so far.
Okay. That's disappointing.
They try to protect their homes. Yeah, that's sad. Like, there was one family that had a son that had cerebral palsy and they couldn't evacuate.
They didn't just leave him?
Fuck. Depending on how old the kid is. Yeah.
Like, I know that sounds fucked up, but, like, that they could have.
I mean, that's God giving him a mulligan. Like, dude, like, you don't have to feel bad about this. I'm burning him. I'm killing him right now. He's going to be in heaven or something. You can do it again. Like, I have no idea why fucking people have kids. Yes. If you would all just have left, you know, like, by this point, the news of the fires has gotten to me. You know, and the fires, I guess, are not moving fast. So it's just like, walk away. You have enough time to, like, put your cerebral palsy kid up in a fucking, you know, car. Or, you know, pick him up in your arms.
There must have been extenuating circumstances.
He had his father used a wheelchair after his leg was amputated last year. And he refused to leave his son who had cerebral palsy and could not walk.
Oh, so the dad was also a cripple?
Yeah, so...
Oh, then it's fine.
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
I think they prefer to be called Crips.
I meant to say crippled, but...
No, but like Anthony and Justin Mitchell, these poor dudes. You know, like the dude in the wheelchair could have, like, you know, rolled away and be like, ah, fuck my kid. But he's like, I'll die here with you. Which is sweet little sentiment. I mean, he could have put the kid in the fucking wheelchair. They could have both rolled away.
Babe, will you pass me my beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, German chocolate.
My beer too.
You mean your horse piss?
My horse piss.
Your horse piss.
I don't know why, you know, women hate IPAs.
Okay, I hate IPAs. I don't think all women hate IPAs. But I am very, like, I have, like, the curly mustache sitting right here with my microbrew porter. So clearly, I'm better. I need the hat too, but for sure I have the mustache.
Oh, this other lady, Kelly, she was 83 and had already been through a major wildfire in the past.
Okay, and so yeah, that's like that. I'm also fine with that too. I don't want to live to fucking 83.
Yeah, I'm just like going through like all the fucking names and who's dying. 66 Victor Shaw. You know, Rodney Kent Nickerson, 83 years old.
What did you say?
Rodney Kent Nickerson.
Okay.
He's a white guy or a Mexican guy.
Okay.
You're over here. Former Australian star Rory Skies was born blind and had cerebral palsy. Died January 8th after his mother said she was unable to save him from the burning cottage.
Again.
32 years old. It's like, yeah, dude, you got dealt a bum hand.
Fucking quality of life.
How are you going to have a surfing photo and then just go into the fucking water? You're dumb. God damn Randall fucking Moyd.
I'm not a nice person.
Fucking 95 years old? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. If you're that old, what the fuck are you going to do after your house is burnt down? Like, there's nowhere for you to go.
You just saved on fucking cremation costs at that point.
Yeah. And no more taxes.
69 years old, 84 years old.
Oh my God.
77 years old, 84, 85, 69. Fifty-six, yeah. I mean, knock it off. You're not losing your best and brightest here, California. Like, I don't mean to sound insensitive, but yeah, like realistically, you know, you haven't lost anything. But on to the next story. You know, done with California. So is God. So apparently Native Americans are getting really mad at white people because they keep on fucking eating their psychedelic cactus.
I mean, that's fair.
Western's psychedelic renaissance is partly to blame for dwindling supplies of peyote, which produces mescaline. Yeah, I'm not even fucking trying that name. Jesus Christ. A native dude wrote about the spiritual visions he had while taking the drug mescaline. The dwarfs of perception, while Hunter S. Thompson wrote of driving 100 miles an hour while under its influence in the fear and loathing in Las Vegas. Pretty much, in short, fucking keep doing, you know, acid and shrooms. Stop fucking eating, you know, Indian cactuses.
Or can't they just grow their own?
They are very difficult to grow. They take like a few years to grow.
Ooh, that's rough. How long did it take weed to grow?
Weeks. You know, you can, like, do a couple runs of weed.
It's been very well cultivated.
You know, every year. So, yeah. Man, they're little fucking, you know, cactuses.
Are they the type of cactus that look like stones?
Yeah, they're little, like, rock things.
Oh my God, those things are so cute. Like, they're just fucking cute. I love succulents.
Now I have, like, let me see, actually. How long does it take for a peyote cactus to grow?
Oh, damn!
Yeah, peyote is a slow is a low-growing, small solitary. Takes 10 to 30 years for it to mature and flower.
All right, so yeah. That's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, give it a decade or so.
But is that just for the, like, the first round, or does it produce every season after that?
No. That's it. It's a cactus. So, you know, you just have to, like, let it sit there for a decade, Mick, and not let it die in that decade. Just give the natives fucking acid and then just let them go. And I saw this fucking dumbass story. Apparently Denver outlines school rules for potential ICE raids.
Oh my god.
And it's a dumb thing. Because they're not going to come for the schools.
Why do people not understand this is the beginning of fascism? Like, why is everyone blind to this?
I mean, you know, my people have already gone through it. You know, I am a native. We have gone through the fascism before. We are used to it, hardened by it. Bring it on. So, yeah, apparently, you know, everyone's worried that Trump is going to fucking just start, you know, targeting all these places that were sanctuary cities and just start deportation. Because Trump has pledged the largest deportation in U.S. history. And suggested rolling back the long-standing policies that restrict immigration enforcement that has sensitive, insensitive locations like schools. I mean, yeah, don't come after, you know, people. Let them, you know, just stay here. It's fine. But if you're over here breaking the law, just deport them immediately. Yeah, I feel like that's fair.
How the fuck are Republicans supposed to top Trump in the next election?
Oh, God.
By electing me.
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, because I'll be running. How fun would that be if, like, I ran and only use, like, YouTube and like, you know.
YouTube's a good platform, though. It's where it's at.
I mean, it's a great platform. And then did, like, open mics and like, I'm running for president. This is why you should vote for me. And then, like, only did fucking open mics. Crushed it at all the open mics. And
you'd be such a hero.
Get elected. It's like, I know I would never get elected because, like, there's other things. You can't just get the popular vote and then win. It's like, we want Alex to be the president. It's like, thank you very much. It's like, he's so racist and he embraces it. I'm like, yes, yes, I am. He's like, and he's brown, so it's like, okay that he's racist. You know, us white devils, we're the worst. I'm like, yes, you guys are. Ugh. I want to see, like, what are they, like, actually fucking doing? Like, are they going to, like, you know, lock the kids in the basement when ice comes? Oh, fucking Denver Public Schools enrolled more than 47,000 immigrant students from Venezuela, Colombia, and Mexico last year. Well, Venezuela is very fucking dangerous. Let them stay. Colombia is dangerous. Let them stay. And Mexico is dangerous. Let them all fucking stay. There ain't nothing with brown people, especially here in Colorado. Let me see what Colorado means in Spanish. What does Colorado mean in Spanish? Colored red.
Oh, for red rocks.
Yeah, I mean, everything here in Colorado is Spanish.
Yeah, I know. Which is why when British Siri pronounces road names, it's fucking hilarious.
I mean, like, I never have it pronounce anything. Like, I love when people, like, we have a town in Colorado called Sawatch. And it's, you know, spelled like S-A-G-U-C-H-E. Like, Saguche. Sawatch, Colorado.
Oh, that's not how I thought it was going to be spelled.
Like that. S A G A S A G U A C H E, Colorado.
Oh. Now that I see it spelled out, yes, it makes perfect sense.
Sawatch?
Yeah. You're pronouncing the letters in English, but these letters are pronounced differently in other languages. Like, isn't G like silent or it makes like a noise?
No, it's Sawatch.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't pronounce the G.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, I'm quite familiar with the town. There's like only like 6 people that live there. And the rest are fucking just crackheads. And what's fucked up is like the biggest fucking thing that's happened there is like there was a murder technically.
What is a technical murder?
Well, it was my friend, he has like a business over there, and someone was like up on his roof and then like a, you know, walking towards him with a like a bar and like swinging at him. He's like told him to get back a bunch of times, and this crackhead just would not, and so he had to shoot him, and it like took him like 2 years to fucking get all his shit back, but he was found innocent. It was a good shoot.
Like, did he shoot the killer or did he like shoot?
Oh yeah, he killed the guy.
Oh, can't he just, like, shoot him in the leg and the dude, like, falls over?
No, this was not a thing at all that he could have done. Let's see. Murder in Sawatch, Colorado. Oh, I guess there's, like, more fucking people that have been getting murdered.
People get murdered everywhere. Everywhere. Constantly.
God damn. Like it doesn't even fucking, you know, come up anymore. Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Like, yeah, no one gives a shit anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this like this crazy old dude that just would never wear a shirt all summer long. Like, anytime I would go over there, you know, and just show up, he'd just be like, "Hey, Alex, what's up?" You know, and just like shirtless and
living his best life.
Living his best life. I'm like, dude, you're everything I want to be.
Yes.
Except you're like in the middle of town. Like if you're on the outskirts of town and just had like a gun range, like we'd be like the best of friends. And I'd come out there all the time. But yeah, on a community moment, Sawatch, the name is derived from the Indian word for blue water. Jesus Christ. But let's get into some fucking Am I the Assholes and all that. Am I the Asshole for a Soft Leah Key? Am I the Asshole for refusing to hyphenate my name to add my stepdad's name? My mom and my stepdad asked me, 16 female, and my sister, 13 female, if we would hyphenate our last name to add our stepdad, to add our stepdads. My answer was immediately no. I didn't need to think about it or sit on it for a while. I don't want to have my stepdad's name, even if I'm keeping my dad's. This is my name too, and I won't ever change it. Yeah, you will when you get married. I know how they feel, that they don't care. If I'll get married one day, the name is staying. My sister said no after me. She said she didn't want to, and didn't think that she needed it for anything. My stepdad looked so upset, and my mom tried to sway us. She said it'd be a big change, and it wouldn't be erasing our dad. It'd just be a good way to represent both of them. She added a bit about sharing a last name, was in a way, blah, 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 blah. I didn't need us to share a name again. I said my answer wasn't changing. My sister faked being upset, so it wouldn't be pushed on her. She admitted to me when my mom and stepdad went out for the night, she just got up to leave. My mom and stepdad wanted me to stay and talk about it more. They made all the points about my stepdad, blah, 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 blah. It'd mean the world to him. So, all in all,
like, what?
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Okay, I do have to say, like, when your dad adopted you, your last name changed from Lopez to Pacheco.
Uh-huh.
And I could not be more grateful.
Imagine if it was Lopez Pacheco, though.
I know, right? Like,
well, I mean, like, here's the thing. Like,
it's like the Pez, like,
I don't have any attachment.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, Opie's not the asshole, but continue.
My mom and stepdad have been married for 6 years. We lost our dad only a few months before that. Our parents were divorced, though, and she dated him 2 years before. We didn't meet him until after our dad had died. So, yeah, your dad's dead. You don't need to, you know, replace your name. But, you know, my dad adopted me, and I'm happy for it. So, yeah, I mean,
I think this dude's weird.
Yeah, to be like, hey, these are my stepkids. Like unless...
Why are your last names so important?
I mean, like, if you want to get in, you have to get in early. You can't be like, hey, guess what? You're 16. You're 2 years away from moving out of the house. You want to change your entire identity? No.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So yeah, OP, you're not the asshole. But, like, maybe if, like...
Does this imply he's also adopting them at the same time? Or are they just changing their name?
Just changing the name.
Okay, all right.
Like, they're just changing their name.
Yeah, he's not adopting. He's not...
So, yeah, this makes it even more weird.
Yeah, I mean... So, like, you know, I was adopted, so even though that my parents divorced, you know, my dad is still my dad.
Yeah.
So.
That's how it should be.
I mean, this man is not putting his, you know, money where his mouth is. Fuck him. And, you know, sorry you got on the boat too late.
Like, this is so weird. And why is the wife on his side?
People are weird like that.
Yeah.
It's a control issue.
It has to be like a picture perfect family, you know? Blended families.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I guess you can't have kids.
Well, I mean, you know, after you have like 16, you know, year old stepkid, it's like, having another kid, it's like, yeah, it kind of sucks. It's like, I wish I knew, like, your parents' ages.
My parents, they're, like, 60.
Oh, no, not your parents.
Oh.
I'm like, I know your parents.
I hope mine are dead.
No, yours are not dead.
Damn it.
Like, anytime they send, you know, anything to the house, I throw it away.
Thank you so much.
Wait, so your parents still send you shit?
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Really?
It is pathetic. They can't take a fucking hint.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. What do they send you?
I don't know. I never open it. That's what my therapist advised, and I'm like, you know what? That's sound advice.
I mean, I open it. I know what it is.
That's perfect.
Can I ask?
For you.
Yeah, it's fucking sappy fucking letters saying, we love you! It's dumb shit like that. It's stupid.
Oh, God.
I'm like, send money. Send cash.
What about, like, has she tried sending you some weird stuff?
No.
Like the stuff from our travels and stuff. Becky has like a ton of different stuff that like she got when she was like actually happy. Alex's mom.
Oh.
That's her name.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Mom's name is Becky?
Yeah. His mom has got it going on. 50. Oh, God.
Yeah, no. I've never known. I know her, you know, her dad's name. I think it's Tim.
Yes. Tim?
Okay.
Although my grandma called him Timmy. Which he hated.
Oh my God, that is so fucking funny.
Yeah. And one time she called him Timmy Tim Tim.
Oh yeah, I was just singing that song. Oh my God.
All right, so let's get into relationship advice by Awkward Penguin 5639, and we'll go ahead and wrap this shit on up for like the weirdest episode we've done so far. My aunt fell for a scam the other day. She received a call saying I was in jail and needed $3,000 for bail.
No.
She wants me to repay it since she claims she would have never given the money if it wasn't for me. I have never been in jail or had any issues with the law. I've never received a ticket. There is absolutely zero reason for her to believe that this was real. She has now told our entire family that I am responsible for her losing this money.
What?
I am being pressured to give her 3,000. Not only am I responsible for her falling for the scam, I don't have the spare $3,000 laying around. How do I get her to stop telling people it's my fault and get my family off my back?
Can she dispute this with her bank?
No.
You can't? Because I've fallen for a scam a couple times, and I was able to dispute it with my bank, and things were fine.
So, you know, things like this, they'll like send the money through, you know, some, you know, sketchy fucking app.
Oh.
It's for families, so, you know, send it, you know, as a family member, send it to this email. Oh, thank you, Grandma. And then it's just fucking gone. Yeah, you fucking, you know, hit okay. You accepted all the fucking terms. You know, now your money's just fucking gone. You know, that sucks.
That sucks.
Here's the thing. Your aunt is 60. She's not 80. She's not fucking senile. She shouldn't be this fucking dumb. You know, I'm almost, you know, I'm your age, OP. Any of my aunts should know better. So, yeah. You know, maybe she's just embarrassed that she fell for a scam.
I mean, in today's age, $3,000 is $3,000, but still, OP is not in the wrong. None of this is her fault.
Yeah, I mean.
But if you're like our level, like lower middle class working, like $3,000 is $3,000.
I mean, if you were, you know, constantly in trouble with the law, you know, that would be one thing. If she's like, oh, okay, I'll help you out, you know. But you're not, from what you say. I love this comment. You should say that you did pay her back, but you actually fell for a scam of someone pretending to be her, so now you're even.
That's brilliant.
Start by talking to the family about how the scam targets elderly people and how you're extremely concerned that, you know, she fell for it at such a young age. And she doesn't seem to comprehend that you had nothing to do with it. Tell everyone that it's her failure to understand that this is a strong indicator of early onset dementia. And she may need a conservatorship for her own protection. Harp on it.
Damn. They're taking it all the way down.
And see how fast she shuts up. Yeah, I mean. Yeah. This is probably a good opportunity to talk with your family about protecting your aunt and anyone else that may need protecting. You know, make it a teaching moment. Have, you know, everyone kind of like pitch in a little bit of money, you know, to like, you know, make her half whole again. You know, be like, hey, guess what? You lost, you know, $1,500 instead of the full $3,000 because everyone fucking pitched in, you know, $300 or whatever. Yeah, that sucks.
No one should fucking pitch the money in. This is her own fault for being stupid. No one should pinch money in.
I mean, like, for scams, like, I you know, I've seen a million of them, and I'm like, no. Some of them are really fucking good, though. You know, some scams are fucking excellent. Like, one of my favorite scams of all time is there was like a amusement park or something like that. I think, you know, think like the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. And there was an empty lot, you know, kind of nearby. And some dude set up a booth for $10 parking. And he was just there every single day. You know, $10 parking. Every vehicle that came in, $10, $10, $10. non-fucking stop. And he was there for so long that no one even questioned it. Just kept on collecting $10 for every car. And people.
Yeah, this dude is fucking legend.
And at the end of like 20 years, just fucking up and disappeared.
Nice.
And people were like, oh yeah, this was never a paid lot. This was always free.
And then they're mad that they didn't get paid. And they did absolutely nothing for it. And they also didn't bother to figure out who was fucking signing the W-2 forms.
No one. It was a cash business.
Precisely. How did he declare all the cash?
You don't.
You don't?
You don't.
But you have to declare cash business over like a certain amount.
If you want to pay taxes on it, yeah.
That's not the way to go about it. But yes, I do not want to pay taxes either.
I mean, very easily, yeah. You pay your fucking taxes. Yeah, I'm not saying don't, but taxation is theft.
It is. Well, okay, and we're being overtaxed and 1% is being rewarded, so that makes it even more stupid.
So. Mm. But yes, if you have old people in your life, you know, inform them about the scams. Like, look up the top 10 scams, you know, in the world, and kind of inform them about them. And, you know, communicate with them. That way they know that they can reach out and be like, hey, I think something's, you know, kind of fucked up with this. Can I, you know, ask your advice? And they will. They'll reach the fuck out and be like, I think, you know, this is kind of fucked up. You know, do you think this is a scam? And you'll be like, yeah, it's definitely a scam. And you can save your grandma from fucking, you know, losing all her money.
Yep.
It's like that movie fucking Yellow Jackets that we watched. Or, no, The Beekeeper. The Beekeeper, that's it. With Jason Statham, and like, there's the old church lady that fucking lost everything, lost all the church's money and everything. Then she kills herself. Then Jason Statham's like, oh, fuck you. And then comes and kills them all. But that'll be it for this episode. Yeah, it was the most disorganized episode we've done to date. And we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.